two stories today that belong together. First, Jipu AI's GLM 5.2 has taken the top spot on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index, which is one of the more rigorous benchmark aggregators in the space, beating out every other open weights model currently available. The score of 150 on their index is meaningful because artificial analysis computes across a wide range of capability benchmarks rather than gaming a single metric. This is a Chinese lab that's been relatively under-discussed in Western tech media, and they've now produced the most capable publicly available model weights on Earth.
Let me give listeners some context on what open weights actually means, because the distinction matters enormously. When we say open weights, we mean the actual numerical parameters of the model are publicly released. You can download them, run them yourself, modify them, fine-tune them on your own data. This is different from open source in the full sense, because the training data and process might be proprietary, but it's enormously different from closed models like GPT-4 or Claude, where you can only access the model through an API. Open weights means sovereignty. You own the model on your hardware.
And that connects directly to the second story, which is Vicky Boykus's post, Running Local Models is Good Now, which is generating enormous discussion. Boykus is a well-respected ML engineer who has historically been appropriately skeptical about hyped claims, so when she writes something with this level of enthusiasm, the community pays attention. Her argument is essentially that a combination of factors has converged. Consumer hardware is now powerful enough to run genuinely capable models at reasonable speeds. The quantization techniques for compressing models have matured dramatically. Tools like Llama and LM Studio have made local deployment accessible to non-specialists. And, crucially, the models themselves have gotten good enough that the quality gap with cloud APIs has narrowed to the point where it's acceptable for many use cases.
This has real business implications that I don't think get discussed enough. Every query you send to a cloud API is a recurring cost. For individuals, that's manageable. For companies running AI-assisted workflows at scale, the API cost structure is a significant line item. Local inference eliminates that cost at the expense of upfront hardware investment. If the quality is genuinely comparable, and if the hardware costs continue to fall, the economics tip toward local inference for a large category of enterprise use cases, particularly in regulated industries, where sending data to a third-party cloud raises compliance concerns.
The GLM 5.2 story connects here, because the best open weights model is now at a quality level where that calculus makes sense for more use cases than it did 6 months ago. The HN commenters running actual evals are reporting that GLM 5.2 performs comparably to the frontier closed models on coding and reasoning tasks, though there are areas, particularly nuanced instruction following and some safety edge cases, where the gap remains. But comparable for many real-world tasks is a very different statement than where we were even a year ago.
There's a geopolitical layer here, too. A Chinese lab producing the leading open weights model raises questions that are genuinely difficult. On one hand, open weights are available to everyone. Researchers in the US, Europe, and everywhere else can use GLM 5.2, study it, improve on it. On the other hand, the training choices, the safety alignment, the built-in behaviors of a model reflect the values and decisions of the team that built it. And Jipu AI operates within Chinese regulatory constraints around AI content. So the question of whether open weights from a Chinese lab carries the same trust properties as open weights from a Western lab is genuinely contested.
That's a point worth sitting with. The open weights movement has generally assumed that openness itself solves the trust problem. If you can inspect the weights, you can audit the behavior. But model behavior is enormously complex, and the gap between can audit and have audited is huge. Most users running GLM 5.2 locally will not be performing deep adversarial testing. They'll observe whether it does what they ask.
Both threads on HN are rich with this kind of analysis. The local models thread especially has people sharing their hardware setups, the specific tasks where local inference now matches cloud quality for them, and the remaining gaps. It's exactly the kind of empirical community testing that's most valuable.